There's an old saying you find in many different cultures, expressed differently, but one of the common expressions of the saying goes this way. The same sun that melts the wax hardens the clay. The same sun that melts the wax hardens the clay. It's a way of trying to get into a reality that we all know about, which is, how can it be that two different people react so differently to the same thing? And so you look out in nature and you see that this is the case. When you put out into the burning heat of the sun a piece of wet clay, after a while the heat of the sun is going to harden the clay. But you put a piece of wax out into that same sun and it melts. And it's just trying to appreciate that reality, that you can have radically different reactions to the same thing. And that is a good image for what Jesus is telling us in the gospel today. He says, I've come to set the earth on fire, this fire of God's love that burns within him, and he wants the whole earth ablaze with this fire. But from that, then he tells us that my presence in the world is going to be a cause of division. From now on, even within your own families, you'll find that there's a division. 3 against 2, 2 against 3. It's not that Jesus acts differently to some, as if for some of you, he loves you in such a tender way that you can't help but let your heart be melted before him, and that for others, he loves you differently, and the way he loves you causes your heart to be hardened toward him. It's not Jesus that's different. But what he knows is that each of us will react differently to him. And not everyone reacts well. So he is a cause of division. But the cause is not having anything to do with him acting differently toward us. But in the same way that the sun causes the clay to harden and the wax to melt, in a similar way, every one of us will react differently to his love. It's a strange thing whose roots are in the reality of original sin. How could it be that someone could react against the love of God and could find it so threatening to the point that they would want to put him to death? That was what Jesus lived out. Some were drawn to him like a magnet, hungry and thirsty for his love. For others, we know very early on in the Gospels, they said, we need to put him to death. It's what Jeremiah already went through, we hear in the first reading. Jeremiah spoke the words of the Lord, and for some, they ate it up. For others, they said, we don't want to hear any of this. This is not what we want to hear, and it's better for Jeremiah to be put to death. The Lord Jesus has always been and will always be a cause of division, because our hearts react differently to him. And so we need to know that. Living in our culture right now, it's easy at times to think, man, Lord, it's so hard just trying to be a Christian in the world. And so much of what we've always held to be true, things that God has revealed and shown to us that have always been part of our Christian faith, it seems like now, maybe more than ever, the world doesn't want to hear any of it. And we can think, like, maybe we got this all wrong, because we look at what we're living through now, and it can lead some to say, maybe because the world pushes back against it so much, maybe all of this stuff just isn't even true. Well, there's some real encouragements today in the readings that we need to hear. And the first is, it has always been this way. It has never, ever been an easy thing to follow the Lord, to be faithful to him in this world. The Lord Jesus has always been a cause of division. even if you can look back historically and see times when maybe the culture was a little more accepting of it, the reality of what Jesus declares in the gospel today has always been true. Even within our own families, there will be some who just push back against the Lord and push back against those who openly want to follow him and live as his disciple. It has always been that way. So that's important for us to know, that in whatever way you're experiencing the truth of the scriptures today, whether it's in the workplace, in the neighborhood, or very painfully, even within your own families, it has always been this way. So don't think that somehow this is absolutely unique to our own time. The circumstances of it are unique, but the underlying reality has always been the case. And so there's something good for us to know in that, especially if you're beginning to think, because of what we hear so often in our culture, when people say, look, you want to be on the right side of history, and if you're a Christian, you're not on the right side of history. That's just not the case. The world has never, ever been completely open and accepting to the Lord. And we see that right on the cross. So, but there's an encouragement in that for us. Now, in the midst of that, we have another great encouragement in the reading today. So the Lord is saying to us, look, it's not going to be easy. And what Jeremiah faced, you are going to face in your own way. But then we have this beautiful line in the second reading today from the letter to the Hebrews, where it's putting before us that same reality. The reading today talks about it in terms of a race, keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus, continuing to run no matter what obstacles you face. But we have this beautiful line, thinking about the Lord and what he went through in his own passion. We heard this morning, consider how he endured such opposition from sinners in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. And so, again, for 2,000 years, the Lord has known, if you follow me, it is not going to be easy. But there's this encouragement. Look at what the Lord himself went through. And he endured all of this in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. Right now in our world, gosh, there are so many Christians who have grown weary and who have lost heart, because it is difficult living out our faith. And it's not just the difficulties that we experience from within. You know, most people don't want to offend other people. Most of us don't want that. And in our culture right now, that is so much at odds with our Christian faith, in a lot of people's hearts, there can be this thing like, gosh, Lord, maybe it'll just be easier if I just hide my faith, because it seems like whatever I believe, it's pushed back against, or people seem to take offense at it. It can be easy to grow weary and to lose heart. But the Lord is saying to us today, be who I made you to be. Don't hide your faith. Like don't be the light over which a bushel basket is placed. Keep going, and don't be afraid to live out your faith in me. But that struggle can happen from within, again, because no one likes to offend other people, or most people don't like that. But it's also extra hard because now in our culture, it does seem like even there's from without kind of like a preemptive kind of pushback on Christians, where it seems that we are told that even before you were to say anything about what you believe, the mere fact that you believe something that is different from what our current culture believes is going to be offensive, and we're going to go after you just for believing what you believe. You know, we know that in regard to something like gender. Very beautifully, we know, as God reveals and Scripture makes clear, that the Lord, in this beautiful, wonderful way, made us male and female. And our nature itself bears witness to that. But now, we live in a time when simply believing what has always been so obvious a part of our very nature, that we are told simply believing that is so offensive that we're going to shut you down before you can even do anything with it. These are hard days to live in, no doubt. But the Lord today is giving us this great encouragement. Don't grow weary. Don't lose heart. Especially within our own families. Now, in living it out, we never ever want to live out our faith like a jerk. And so sometimes, because there's so much pushback, we can say, you know what, I'm going to fight fire with fire. And I'm going to live it out in a very abrasive and in-your-face way. The Lord wants us to live out our faith joyfully and with so much love that the option of living it out in an angry and in a hateful way, that's just not on the table for us. So the Lord says, don't grow weary, don't lose heart, but as you're living out your faith, especially in your families, you've got to do it with a huge amount of love and charity. And that's part of the encouragement that he gives us today. Now, another thing that's part of this whole big kind of puzzle of how we live all of our faith out is that we have to be okay with the fact that not everyone is going to like us. As soon as we choose to deliberately follow the Lord Jesus, we have to be okay with the fact that not everyone's going to like that. And that's okay. But that's also hard in our current culture. Some of you, just by way of your personality, are already disposed to be a people pleaser. And that gives you an extra burden to carry as you live out your faith. It can be a dangerous thing when our greater goal is to please people rather than God. Some of you have that struggle kind of built into you in a deeper way. But in our culture now, everything's so driven by social media. All of us, regardless of our personality, we've been trained to be very attentive to, do they like what I posted? Am I getting likes? Am I getting nice comments? And we've been very trained to respond to that. But if we let that principle guide the way we live our faith, we're going to end up, little by little perhaps, giving away the core of our faith. If people don't like that, I'll just stop talking about it. If people react negatively to this, I'll just say I don't believe that. If we're seeking ultimately to please others rather than to please God, we will end up giving away the whole of our faith when it's all said and done. So we need to be okay with the fact that not everyone is going to like us. And that's just part of the reality that the Scriptures make clear for us today. But in all of this, the Lord, he wants us to share in the casting out of that fire of love in his heart out into the world. We have something beautiful to bring out to the world. We really do. A love that is so great, that is so amazing. And how it can be that some react against that love while others welcome it, there's a mystery there. But even in the midst of that, the Lord wants us to bring the fire of that love out into the world. And so today, let's pray for the gift, as we heard in that second reading today, the gift that we may not grow weary or lose heart in the living out of our faith, that in our daily life we might bring the fire of God's love out to our families and to all those that God's put into our life, and to do it with great love, with patience, even when it's rejected or pushed back against. That's what the Lord has made us to do.